One of the most joyful aspects of my ministry here at St. Andrew Catholic Church is visiting our pre-K-4 class every Thursday morning. And my time with him involves reading, the stories from the Bible, from both the Jewish and the Christian scriptures, and paying, close attention to Jesus. And my time with them is beginning to run out because the school year is coming to an end. But at this point, with my time with them, I have been reading to them the parables of Jesus. I remind them that when Jesus preached, he used words. The words are told stories, and these stories are called parables. Well, last week, I read to them the parable of the lost sheep so that they could understand that parable a little better. I said to them, imagine this. Your mother and father take you to the grocery store. You're there to help them. You go to the grocery store and they say, because of your good work, you get to choose a candy, a cookie, or a toy. They choose that object. They continue their shopping. Their parents are looking the other way. They decide they don't want that candy, that cookie, or that toy and go exchange it for another one. And then they get confused. They can't find their mother or father. And I say to them, what are you? And their response is, we're lost. And I say, and then your mother and father, what do? They find us, lost and found. A minute of chaos, and then a minute of joy. Today, the church celebrates Good Shepherd Sunday to remind us that Jesus Christ leads us through the gate of salvation. After Jesus' ascent into heaven, the apostles went out to preach the good news because they were the witnesses to his life, his passion, his death, and resurrection. When the apostle preached, they used Jesus' own life as an example to teach us how to live an abundant life. Peter proclaims in today's first reading, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peter points out how Jesus took no revenge on his persecutors. There was no violence stemming from the violence of the crucifixion. It was mercy and forgiveness that flow from the cross. These examples shed light on how to live an abundant life. In today's gospel, Jesus says, I am the gate. Whoever enters this gate through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The pasture that Jesus is speaking about is an abundant life. And if we look at the Gospel of John, we have 8 miracles in that gospel. The first miracle is Jesus turning water into wine, an abundance of wine to celebrate a wedding. The fourth miracle is when Jesus multiplies 5 fish and 2 loaves of bread to feed a crowd of 5,000 hungry people, an act of mercy. But there is an abundance of food to feed the hungry. So this notion of of abundance is already present. But knowing God and Jesus Christ, this is the key to finding pasture. It is knowing the voice of the Good Shepherd who truly cares for us. It is about life in our community as believers, finding security, being nourished by the Word of God, by the body and blood of Christ, that we have an abundant life. The abundant life is to touch our hearts, but it's also living the divine life. It is about quality, not quantity. Jesus has said, "I came so they might have life and live it more abundantly." This means us about taking advantage of all the earthly joys which God has blessed us with. In the past, our religion, the Roman Catholic faith, was highly identified with restrictions and prohibitions. Many of us were brought up to learn to live in the faith in a way of being detached from the world. Everything in front of you is sinful. The present life was viewed as nothing more than a trial. God is testing you. God is doing this to you. This does not form a healthy spirituality. This kind of spirituality discouraged enjoyment, and this leads to a half-heartedness, where we see worship as an obligation, about living a faith full of fear, caution, and in some cases with some of the burdens that were put upon us as something being miserable and misunderstanding. It is possible to live an enjoyable life while still being devout and faithful to our commandments. Life is fragile, it is precarious, it is a unique gift. The Lord, the Good Shepherd, is the way, the truth, and the life. He will not allow harm to come to us. And in turn, we are always are to open our hearts to see how the Lord is calling us. We are nourished by the Word of God. We are nourished by the body and blood of Christ. He does not promise that it will be easy, but it is in that suffering that he does not cause that he is present. Because it is the Good Shepherd who says in another passage, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, I will give you rest." God does not give us trials. God is always inviting us to see the goodness that he has blessed us with. We do go through dark times because we are human, but those dark times we do learn something, that God is always with us, and that in some way in that darkness we will get through, and we will learn to live with the loss that we experience to discover a new gift within ourselves that God has given us.